Emmanuel, take it away. Okay, so this is obviously the parasha of the Eishes Yefas Toar. So just in broad terms, Emmanuel, in your own words, what does the Torah have to say about the Eishes Yefas Toar? What are the circumstances? What are the guidelines? Oh, synopsis. Shemot, go ahead.
Yeah, that you're allowed to potentially marry her, but we try to create a situation where you see her as ugly and you don't want to.
Okay, very good. So you went in the direction of Rashi, which is a good sign. Rashi takes all of these practices of the Gilchas Rosha, of shaving her head and taking off the Simla Shivya, the clothes that the Benos Akum would wear B'Shas Melchama, which was meant to be provocative and luring, the Asasasi Porneha, which either means, according to Rashi, to grow them long, according to the Ramban, to cut them short, whatever it is, you know, but to make her Minuvelas, because you gave in to your Yetzer Hara once, but don't give in anymore. And anybody recall what Rashi says, famously, based on the Smichos Aparshios, that where is this going to lead, Avi? Next section in the Torah, right? Kisian alishte nashim achas uva veachas nuva. Then you get to a ben sour or mora. You know, you're heading into dangerous waters, right? So, like, you know, the Torah wants you. You're ready. It's bad enough, you know, eishes yifas toar. So hopefully, you're going to be able to exit the highway at some point, you know, before you get to ben sour or mora land. So that's the idea. Of course, it's a little shocking that the Torah permits this, right? Eishes Yefas Toar, Rashi says, Afilu Eishes Ish, right? That's for those of us, you know, who were immersed in Kiddushin and Eishes Ish, and, you know, V'davak B'ishto V'lo B'eishes Chavero, we know that's a problem for B'nai Noach as well, so it's really quite shocking that it should be permissible. The truth of the matter is, that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. The Ramban maintains, based on the Yerushalmi, we're not going to get into this today, but contra Rashi and the Rambam, that the Ramban maintains it's actually awesome to even have one intimate act with her before marriage. It's a little bit ambiguous, you know, in the text, but it's Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Fine. So the Torah says that if you're able to exit before, you know, marrying her, let's say according to Rashi, we try to create conditions that will facilitate that, you have to send her on her way, v'shilachta l'nafsha. And then the Torah has what appears to be some pretty significant restrictions. What aren't we allowed to do at that point?
Sell her,
right? Right? And what else? Right, lotis amer ba, we shouldn't abuse her, we shouldn't try to utilize her for work. Tachas asher inita, she suffered enough, right? She was plucked from her society and subjected to all of this. Okay. Today what we're going to do is we're going to explore Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaRamban. There's a very profound machokas, and we'll see how this relates to Chodesh Elul, hopefully in a very profound and meaningful way. Okay, so this is also meant to be a little bit of a methodology shiur in terms of the fact that, certainly one of the most prominent Orthodox rabbis who ever lived was the Rambam. He was very prominent, remains very prominent. So when we want to understand any halach on the Rambam, so there are four different places that we have to look. So the Rambam is obviously based on all of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah, the Tosafta, the Braisa, the Bavli, the Rishami, Midrashi Halacha. The Rambam knew everything, and he distilled it for us in different packages. There's the Perush HaMishnayos. But beyond that, what are the four places that we want to look? Sariel?
Sariel's the Midah Mitzvah, the Sefer HaMitzvah.
Oh, excellent. So there's the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Rambam codified what are the 613 commandments. He has Shorashim, right? He has 14 guiding principles, which we'll look at very shortly, starting next week. We'll look at Shorash HaRishon in terms of how you count what's a mitzvah. So that's the Sefer HaMitzvos. Then there's what we call the Minyan HaKatzar, that at the Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka, to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam briefly enumerated all 613 mitzvos, again, in just like a sentence. And then in the 14 volumes of the Yad HaChazaka, right, starting with Sefer HaMada, concluding with Sefer Shoftim. So let's say Sefer HaMada is five different sets of halachos, and it begins with Yesodei HaTorah, then there's Hilchos Deos, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, then we have Hilchos Talmud Torah, Hilchos Tshuva. So in each of those subsections, at the beginning of each section, the Rambam writes how many mitzvahs there are in each section. So in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam famously writes, "Sheyashuv achote mitzvahs aseh achas, sheyashuv achote mechato lifnei Hashem v'yisvada," whatever that means. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says there are two mitzvahs, lomo Torah l'lamda, to learn and to teach Torah, which is actually one mitzvah. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Smak. And then there's a second mitzvah of the chabed lomdeha melamdeha, that we have to show proper kavod to those who are involved in the study and teaching of Torah as well. So in each of the sets of halachos, there are again five in the first sefer, in Sefer HaMada. That's what the Sariel was referring to when he says the koseris. Then the major place, of course, in the Mishnah Torah itself, where the Rambam put together his magnum opus, his final word. So if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, what you discover is that there are three mitzvos midaraisa, one mitzvah sasei, two mitzvahs lo sasei, with respect to the Eishes Yifas Torah. Then we'll go over to the Minyan Katzar, then we'll go to the Koseres, and then we'll go to the Yad HaChazaka. So all we have to do basically is follow Sariel's roadmap, and we should be okay here. Pretty much the work is done. Okay, so Emmanuel, take it away. This is 2, 3, and 4 from the Sefer HaMitzvos. So very often we have in the Rambam bidin eishes yifas Torah, meaning there are a lot of pratim. I'm not going to get into details, but there's a whole process. There's a whole protocol. Okay, we're going to have to learn more about that. Obviously, now we're going to go to losase reish samachdim gimel 263. Okay, so that we're not allowed to sell her at any point after we had what, Emmanuel? What's the... Right, after you captured the city, and what happened in the context of capturing the city? Yeah, right, that's the Bia Rishona, exactly. Ariel, was that you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right, so you see the Rambam here is tipping his hand. They already noted that the Ramban disagrees based on the Yerushalmi. Okay, so you're not allowed to sell her. And now Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalet... Right, we're not allowed to treat her as a shivcha, as a servant. Right, you can't degrade, humiliate her in that fashion. Hinei's bar lecha shelu shnei lavin. In yonim chalukim, there are two distinct elements here. Well, we obviously can discern a relationship. That's not hard. But v'zehu mazir. V'zehu mazir milamachra. Abdus. Okay, so we can't sell her, and you can't treat her as a shivcha yourself. So what's clearly the relationship between the two lavin? Micah?
Rights for this.
Right, so the lowest commentator is to say that we have to, she's entitled to certain rights, but try to be a little bit more precise. Good, just hang with it. What's a deeper relationship? Is that what should she not be, in a word? In a word?
Property?
Yeah, she shouldn't be a shivcha. So she shouldn't be your shivcha, and she shouldn't be somebody else's shivcha. How would she be somebody else's shivcha?
So,
yeah, right. Okay. So you see the Torah is getting at something. Okay. So that's the mitzvah sasei is din yifas Torah, the isurei daraisa, mechira, and lotis amer ba, which obviously have a tzad hashaveh. So let's go over now to the minyan hakatzar. Again, this is at the introduction of the, you take out the first volume of the Yad HaChazaka, so you'll see. Okay, so the Minyan HaKatzar, go ahead, Emmanuel, this is the fifth source, Reish Samach Gimel. Okay. This is now Reish Samach Dalet. Right, so there the Rambam uses the term explicitly, right, so that we shouldn't be kovesh her, to conquer her literally as a shivcha. So the point is she's going to be a wife and not a shivcha. Okay, now in the Koseres, and the, you know, halachos, this is in Hilchos Malachim, because it comes up in the eighth parak of Hilchos Malachim, so in Mitzvos 21, 22, and 23, the Rambam always does the Koseres in order that the halachos are presented. Let's see how the Rambam writes about it there. And again, what you want to do here in terms of getting the pan Rambam perspective is to compare different formulations, what we're seeing. So let's see how the Rambam formulates it here. We'll notice some parallels, we'll notice some distinctions. This is where Lamdus is born. So that's pretty familiar, right? Where do we see that language of Din Yafas Toar? Sefer Mitzvos, beautiful. Okay, same language that we had in the Minyan HaKatzar, and same language we had in the Sefer Mitzvos. Right, once again, right, the Rambam is focusing on Avdus, right? Just as he focused on, use the term Shivchos in the Minyan HaKatzar, but it seems pretty consistent. Okay, so we have a good foundation now. Now let's enter the space of the Mishnah Torah, and we'll be in a better place. Okay, we're running a good place because we're in the Rambam, but we'll be in an even better place. Okay, because we'll have more to see. Okay, so Emmanuel, take it away. Chalutzei Tzava, right, and the army enters. B'yishbu mehem, right, could we conquer them when we take captives? V'shavisa shavyo. Pasuk says, "Uvatim leim koltu v'asher lo milesa barus chatzuvim asher lo chatzavta," so that you're even allowed to eat. Right, arpe chazirim, right, the necks, back of the neck of a pig, v'chayotze bahen. So the Rambam, right, is formulating, as we're going to see, a fast Torah within a general permission structure that if a person really needs to, he's allowed to eat nevelos and trefos and basar chazir. So, from the Rambam's formulation here, in terms of being able to eat non-kosher, b'shas milchama, does it sound like it's hutra or dechuya? KD? It's clearly dechuya. You want to just explain what you mean?
It's pushed off. If there's nothing else to eat, then you have to eat it. But if there is kosher food around, you should eat it.
And you want to guess who disagrees? The Ramban, okay. Good. We're not going to talk about that so much, but so this is a case of dechuya as opposed to hutra, okay? So we're just getting, again, a little bit of methodology here. Now, the Rambam says, v'chein, the Rambam wants to normalize eishes yifas toar within a certain framework. This is a big chiddush. Yitzro, right? Right, so again, hutra dechuya on eishes yifas toar, Emmanuel. And how do we know? Is this just something that the Rambam thinks that you can do willy-nilly? Right, and how do we know? What words do the Rambam make that clear? First of all, the comparison to the machalos asuros is very striking, but beyond that, what words make it very clear that the Rambam says that, you know, we don't think that this is some kind of... You're right, imtakvo yitzro, if it's, you know, your yetzer has overwhelmed you, and, you know, you can't beat it back, so the Torah gave you, you know, a way to do this beheter, so to speak, velo be'isser, but the whole thing is, you know, really suboptimal in every sense of the term. As we say in French, geferlich. Okay, avalo, yivalena v'yilech lo. You saw it, right? So you can't be with her again until marriage happens. So in ishas yifas Torah muteres ala b'shas hashivya, it has to be in that moment exactly. Just like as we said before, it's not hutra, it's dechuya. It's if your yetzer overwhelms you b'shas mochama shenemar v'raisa b'hashivya ben besula ben beula ben beishas ish and ishas la'akum. Okay, he says even in ishas ish because there isn't really ishas there. V'chashakta aval pishenu yafe, right? It doesn't mean that she has to, we call her an ishas yifas Torah, it doesn't mean she has to have won at least three beauty pageants in the past, right? It just means that you it's a subjective criterion, okay? Ba v'lo b'chaver, it's just l'ivol shtayim, right? It's not hutra, so you can't take, you know, this isn't, you know, a baker's dozen, and I'll take 12 and you'll give me a 13th. This is a very limited heter, okay? Right, this is not, you know, you show up there and you say, you know, while I'm at it, let me, I wouldn't want to forget Uncle Herbie, you know, you never want to forget Uncle Herbie, okay? So, minayin shalo yulchatzena b'mulchama. Yeah, even if it doesn't mean your house, because the Rambam says it's only mutter b'shas mulchama, right? But the point is that, you know, you can't be an animal, you know, and, you know, or Zimri ben Salu over here, you know, so there's got to be some boundary. Okay, excellent. So the Ketza, then Yisrael be fast toar. So again, she can choose to convert right away, okay, and we'll save ourselves some time. So that's the 30-day point, right? So she isn't ready to convert yet, but she's given a grace period of 30 days. Right? So like Rashi against the Ramban there. Migalecha sesrosha kadeshet isgana be'enav, right? Shimon, right? You see how the Rambam and Rashi largely track each other here. Right, she doesn't look great, no matter what she looked like to start with. Right, she has a shaven head, and you know her nails are in a state of nivul. She's not looking her best, and that's by design. Okay, kadeshi yakutzba. Right, so now we're beyond the 30-day point, okay? So, and she's not interested in, you know, in joining. It'd be hard to blame her under the circumstances, right? She wouldn't say, like, you know, since I've been here, this is really, you know, it's been a picnic, okay? Okay. Right. Again, that would be to make sure that she wasn't pregnant. It only takes 3 months. Achahukar Havlad. Okay? And at that point, if she's agreeable to it, right? The people hopefully are having some positive nostalgia here for Hilchos Ishus, right? Biksuba Vikidushin, right? But Imlo Chafetz Ba. So if he decides, you know what, this is the wrong thing to do, and maybe, right, Rashi say definitely it's a positive thing, and the Rambam hints that he definitely thinks it would be a positive thing, right, so you can't sell her. V'imachren v'mechura v'machzer adamim, it doesn't even work, right, im aved lo mahani, v'chenim kavshach shuniv lo shem shivcha, mishi ishtamish bover b'lo sase, right, if you know, use her as a shivcha, that's an isadaraisa, shenemar lo tisamer ba, shelo ishtamish ba. Okay, so that's all when he's in the driver's seat. But let's say, not right away, not after 30 days, not after 3 months, not after a year. Let's say she's just not interested. She's just not interested. This doesn't interest her. This is not what she wants.
Moshe Zelig, Dobie Hidings. Moshe Zelig, Dobie Hidings, please come to Dr. Atlas's office.
So a maximum of 12 months, okay?
Okay.
So, bottom line, says the Rambam, absolute bottom line, if she does not want in, can you force her in?
No.
And what happens at that point? What's the din of Ishilach L'Nafsha? Right, so she goes, she can't go back to Avodah Zarah, so she has to become kind of, right, you know, somebody who repudiates Avodah Zarah, which is very important. In general, what do we call that? Right, a ger toshav, exactly, right? You can't, the Rambam says, it's oil and water. You can never compel somebody to convert. It's a stira mineuve. There's a fundamental paradox between conversion, between Kabbalah Samitzvos, and coercion. It just can't be done. Okay, then the Rambam has some things in the interest of time I'm not going to take you through inside. And then the Rambam comes back. Let's read from the bold Moshe Rabbeinu to the end of that section. Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the critical word that I'm focused on there? Why do I care about this line so much? Avi? Excellent. Well done. It's naturally born Jews and those who want it. If she doesn't want it, not right away, not after 30 days, not after 90 days, maximum a year. Katie, where else do we see a year? Where the Rambam says, we'll wait a year, but we're not waiting beyond that. It's an Eved, Kenani, who doesn't want to undergo, Bris Mila. Who said that? Nice. Kochem Kager. Right? There is no kfiya datit. You cannot coerce somebody to become Jewish. Okay? V'chein tziva me'isha rabbeinu mipi'a gvur locho v'skol boya olam l'kav mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei Noach. Of course they have to accept the mitzvah b'nei Noach. V'chol mishal yikabel yihareg. It sounds like a process of giur in its own right, and it's meant to l'shita sarambam. This isn't our focus for now, but pater below Columbia afshar, it would have been criminal not to show you these lines if we were already in the neighborhood. You don't go to Paris without seeing the Eiffel Tower. You don't go to London without seeing Big Ben. You don't see Perek Ches of the Rambam Hilchos Melachim without seeing this line that the Rambam holds that there's a din of giur of ger toshav. It's fascinating. Bifnei shlosha. V'chol amekabel lav lamu. Kemin ha'umos, shemona baruch shekivanta. Mechasidei. Right. So my kids ask me all the time, do you have to be Jewish to go to Olam Haba? Wait, children are fascinated by issues of eschatology, right? So I say, no. I say, how do you know? I said, I don't, but the Rambam does. I tell them this Ram, right? So, you know, Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos, Mechasidei Umos Olam, you know, good morning, good afternoon, good night. It's good enough. We're not proselytizing. We don't need more than that. So if she's not willing to accept it, if that's not what she wants, so that's the end of that story. She'll leave. She can't go back to Avodah Zarah. V'shilach l'nafsha. We're not going to send her back to the spiritual desiccation of paganism. But that's the Rambam Shita. And he makes it very clear, 8 times over, that there is no such thing as Giyur Bal Karcha. It can't happen. Okay, scribe.
Are you holding her against her will until up to a year?
No more than a year.
But if she wants to leave, she can't.
You have to give it a year. Yeah. Now, you could decide at any point, the man, meaning you, the man, can decide, writing Lo Chafatz Tabav, Ishilach Talin Avshah, she should be sent right away. We're not advertising, yeah, hold her for a year, you know. This whole thing, as we said, is a massive dechuya for the Rambam, just like the Machalos HaAsuro. Shimon.
You said that Rashi and Rambam are similar, so how can, if Rashi's whole thing is to try to get out of it, like at all costs, why would Glenn sound like the Rambam saying, like, yeah, 3 months, and then he's giving more foolism, like you could extend the time all the way up to a year?
Rashi's going to have to basically accept a lot of that, too, because it comes from the Gemara. What Rashi does, just in a distilled version in his Perush al Torah, is to give you a very strong indication that the Torah is setting this up, that after 3 days or whatever it is, hopefully, you'll say this is, you know, I wasn't thinking clearly. It was Bishas Milchama, and let's terminate this now. There's a lot of this that Rashi would track and agree to. It's a good question. Shua, hand? Or was that, I thought I saw a hand over there. Ariel, was that a hand? Okay. Okay, good. So the diversity here, and where we're going to tack back to Chodesh Elul, is using the Ramban. Okay, so Emmanuel, very, very, very well done. Gavi, go ahead. Ve'atam beparsha hazo, this is the Ramban's take on Eishes Yifas Tohar. Ama es Eloheha, right? So the Ramban comes out guns blazing, right? Or as you guys like to say, it skipped a generation because my father also used to like to say this, shots fired. So the Ramban comes out, right? This is not, you know, he starts. So what's his basic shita? What do we see here? He says it right away, right off the bat. KD?
Don't ask her if she wants to.
It's Giyur Baal Karcha. You know what Eishes Yifas Tohar is? It's a Chiddush. It's different than all of the other Giyur in the Torah. She's coerced. She doesn't have a choice. She does not have a choice. Now you have a choice. You might decide, but she doesn't have an out. She can't say, I'm holding out 3 days, 30 days, 3 months, 12 months. And then she gets to leave. Right? That's not the case. It's Baal Karcha. If you decide you want to hold on to her, such as you're right. No, because again, the Ramban holds you can't have bia with her in the field. So in one sense, right, he's being more machmir than the Ramban. But this appears to be, you know, a radically different doctrine. V'haklal, and what's this, 30 days? Go ahead. And again, the Ramban will reconceptualize all of it. The clothing, the hair, the nails, the whole story. La'amacher. So the Ramban isn't sure about that. He's not sold on that point. But yitachin, it's possible that actually she undergoes a tvila bal karcha. So because this is really a suboptimal form of conversion, right? It's bal karcha. Right, the Torah keeps her, you know, away from you. Kol asmanaze. Okay, so then the Ramban is going to get into further detail. V'tama avelos v'habechi uvachsa esavia besima yerach yamim. Right, Shimon and Ariel. Right, that's Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, this is Reb Avraham. Reb Avraham and the Ramban is always the Ibn Ezra, right? What is it? The Ramban says in his Hakdama to the Perish Al Torah about the Ibn Ezra, Tochacha Gluya Ava Misusaras, that he's going to be very critical, but he respects him and loves him very much. The Ramban takes time to criticize somebody who doesn't think he's an Amaretz. So the Ibn Ezra always, you know, almost always gets a hard time from the Ramban, but, you know, give somebody a hard time because they have, you know, you think they have the plates to handle it. Shoulders, plates, in Yiddish. Okay, so Reb Avraham Amar. Oh, kibud av v'eim for Bnei Noach. Gevaldik. Okay. Shemesu b'milchama. They actually died in the war. Fascinating. B'meire nevuchim. The Rambam says in the Meire nevuchim. So the Rambam says it's not a matter of kibud av v'eim because her parents were killed in the war, but it's psychological. She's undergoing a major transition, so you can't you know, you have to give her time to cry it out, you know, and that's really the Yesh Latzavim Manoach Vahashked B'chiyasam, right? Crying can be, as they say, cathartic, right? It can be helpful to cry. By the way, the Ramban doesn't disagree that crying in general can be cathartic. Where do we know? Which Ramban am I alluding to? Where does the Ramban Al HaTorah speak about the value of crying? Ariel? Ariel? Shimon? Micah? You're not allowed to mutilate yourself, but the Ramban says the Torah didn't aser bechi, even though you might say, well, what are you crying about? This person is in a better place, because the Torah understood that it was a psychological need for human beings. Okay, so the Ramban is not cholek on that nekuda, but al dati, but if you want to know what I think about Eishes Yefas Toar, Umiliba. Umiima, Umeama. The Kol Shekein Zos. So the Shitas Haramban, what is the nature of the 30 days? What is going on during this time? She's not going to have a choice in the end. So what is happening, Emmanuel? Okay, so that's for the Ibn Ezra, the parents actually died. Avi?
Is like uprooting the Avodah
Zarah. Outstanding, right? Lakor Shem Avodah Zarah, Mipia Miliba, right? Since this is going to be a coerced giur, you have to be Shoresh U'Me'aker. You have to uproot it. And how long does that take? According to the Ramban, 30 days to revolutionize her character, right? That she should leave behind all of the Avodah Zarah, everything she once knew. And initially, of course, she's going to resist. She's going to hope, I want to go back home to mom and dad. I want to go back home. It's right, very, it's a rachmanis from a human standpoint, right? But once we let her know, Gavi, go ahead. We will coerce her, we will compel her. Tisnachami al avich ve'al imech ve'al eretz miladeteich. You're not going back. This is it. And we're telling her, we're giving her that message. There's something a little harsh about it, or maybe a lot. Right, slowly but surely, she'll develop a sense of attachment to her new surroundings, her new religious surroundings, her new familial surroundings, her new matrimonial surroundings. So contra Rashi and the Rambam, we say, "Vavesal toch vesecha yotzei upogei aba nichnas upogei aba," that you should see how manuvela she is. Why do you actually have to bring her into your home? The Ramban says, "Adraba o contraire punkt vakert." The Ramban says just the opposite. Why do you want to bring her into the house? You're trying to habituate her to the environment that she has to assimilate and integrate into. Right? It wouldn't be, productive. Let's say if we were interested in integrating the underclassmen into the yeshiva, so it wouldn't be productive to tell them that they have to spend all their time on the roof, you know, or in the storage facility across the hall, right? If you're trying to integrate them, right, you want them in the building. So that's what the Ramban thinks. So avesal toch vesacha gufa, the opposite of the Rambam, okay?
Vedarshu vesacha, v'lo avesacher, v'chem yashva vesacha, shetishiv kolas
Right, this is all because of the coercion. Aval. Right, if it doesn't take her 30 days and she wants to go sooner, so that's fine also. Okay, so let's try to understand a chiddush atzum within a chiddush atzum of the Ramban. So the chiddush atzum at the surface level of the Ramban is his machlokas with the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's absurd. How in the world can you convert somebody against their will? Either she accepts it or she doesn't. If she doesn't, so you're not sending her back to Avodah Zarah, but you can't Teretz Yivel Anam Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov, for those who are naturally born and those who choose it. You can't forcibly convert. The Ramban says, no, this is different. This is a Chiddush. This is a Gzeres HaKasav. Fine. But then the Chiddush Nifla, within the Chiddush Atzum, is that what does the Ramban think is possible in a month's time? What does he say, KD? The Ramban believes that a person can be ma'aker, misharish, mehapich. Everything that they knew, everything that they were, into something 180 degrees different, radical personal transformation within the span of 30 days. Whatever one thinks about the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban with respect to Giyur Bal Karcha, what implication does this have for Chodesh Elul?
The
you've been a terrible person, you've done a vero, you've done bad things, but now these 30 days, and that's more, it's enough time for you to take, turn around 180 degrees and revert back to what's right.
It's exactly what the Ramban believed. It's a kal v'chomer. If a person can go from being in Ovid Avodah Zarah Mamish to a member of Klal Yisrael, if 30 days is sufficient to be Oker Avodah Zarah, so then Chodesh Elul is sufficient for, no matter how far gone a person thinks that he or she might be, the Ramban would say, it's not so. It's not correct. In that span of time, sometimes it could be even quicker, but 30 days is the Torah assigns this amount of time for radical transformation of character. The Ramban's Eishes Yifas Toar is a paradigm for tshuva. General, go ahead. I get a bonus every time that happens. But when we learn, you think, like, what in the world does Eishes Yifas Toar have to do with Chodesh Elul? But that's what we mean when we say Torah Hashem Tmima, Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Mekomim V'Ashirim B'Makom Acher, like the Yerushalmi says. When you learn, you start to notice things. You start to see how integrated the whole system is. So wait a second, the Ramban thinks that 30 days is enough to achieve that? Well, I wonder what I could achieve. To take it back to the Rambam for a moment here. So the Rambam wrote in one of the most famous sections of of Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin in a very profound and unforgettable way about this exact point. The Rambam has his disagreements with the Ramban, obviously, on Eishes Yifas Tohar, but in this idea, in terms of the capacity for radical transformation, the idea that tshuva can literally take a person from the spiritual abyss, the spiritual wilderness, to somebody who lives a life of righteousness and kedusha, so that the Rambam could have signed in blood. That idea spoke to the Rambam in every sense. Let's take a look. So, Emmanuel, why don't you finish it off? This is the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. So the Rambam quotes here from the Gemara, Gedola Tshuva, the Gemara says. And then the Rambam explains, well, what does that mean, Gedola Tshuva? What is it that makes tshuva so great? So Rambam says, you know what makes tshuva great? The word tshuva from the language of shav means that a person can be brought back to where he, she ought to be, literally in the presence of God. Mikareves es ha'adam l'shechina. Kilomar. Now the Rambam wants to elaborate on this point, and every word here is absolutely vital. What's waiting at the end of that rainbow is not a pot of gold, but something of inestimably greater value. Be tidbak. What's waiting at the end is dveikus b'Hashem. Is a life not just of I happen to conform with the mitzvos. I eat kosher, I don't eat treif. I put on tefillin. Those are the outward manifestations and critically important, but a life of dveikus with Hashem, my inner world, is completely distinct. And then the Rambam puts a finer point on it and really with a flourish. Just yesterday, Hayazah sanoi lifnei hamakom. This person was despised. Mishukatz, shaketz teshaktsenu. Despicable, miruchak, distant, to'eva, an abomination. They don't offer these categories. When, you know, in our yeshiva, there's, you know, the academic grade, and then there's, you know, they have like this letter code, right? They don't offer meruchak, mishukatz, to'eva, probably with some wisdom, might be, one could argue it could be a little bit counterproductive. But the Rambam didn't have the limitations, right? This is well beyond, you know, whatever, you know, like, I don't know, does it go up to like 12 or something, you know? I think basically, like, the higher the number it is, the more trouble you're in with your parents. This is like 87. Meruchat, Mishukatz, Toeva. Okay, that was all yesterday. What about today? He's no longer Sanoi, he's Ahuv. Beloved. He's no longer Mishukatz, but he's Nechmad, prized. He's no longer Miruchak. Look at the diyukim in the Rambam, it's just so fascinating. He's no longer distant, he's Karov. He's no longer To'eva, an abomination, but a Yadid. The Vinyamin Amar, Yadid Hashem, Yishkon Levetach Halav, a confidant. The closest, just yesterday. But that was yesterday, and today is today. Gedola tshuva. Tshuva can change reality. Sometimes tshuva is incremental, and we'll talk about that, and that's a very important form of tshuva. And sometimes we have to, and I recommend this, I spoke about it in the shul very recently, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, as a strategy. You can't do everything at once. But the full measure of tshuva, if you really want to know what tshuva can be, gedola tshuva, it's this. But the Ramban held that an Eishes Yafas Torah, Evedes Avodah Zarah, can be revolutionized within 30 days. In that Yerach Yamin. But the Rambam, again, for all of his disagreements with the Ramban, Eishes Yafas Torah, and Gior Bal Karcha, the Rambam will tell you, Gedola Tshuva, Mekareves Asar Rechokim, Emesh, yesterday, person is as low can get. Miruchak Meshukatz To'eva, Sanoi Lifnei Amakom, V'achshav, today, the reality couldn't be more different. Ahov, Nechmad, Karo, V'yadid. We all have that opportunity. As a strategy, I think you have to figure out, you know, it's sometimes most helpful to focus more narrowly. But nobody should think for a moment that they're ever too far gone. Nobody should think for a moment that Dveikus is beyond them. To challenge that is to deny the essence of what tshuva is, what it can be. And hopefully, you know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Talmud is Mevili Deimaisa, Talmud is Shechina Shorah Imo, Afilu Echad Yoshe Velomed, as we saw yesterday, Shechina Shorah Imo. A big part of that is a learning we get to do together. I can't describe the chizuk that I always get from it. Say it's always the best part of my day, every day. It's a credit to the Talmidim, it's a credit to Torah itself. But that can be an engine and a driver. I just wanted to save...